It is 9:10, and if you're just back from Sheboygan, the Redskins had a rough opening week against the Eagles. And week two is not any easier as the Redskins head to Green Bay to take on the Packers at Lambeau Field. And joining us live, the turncoat he is, Mark Murphy, the former Redskins safety great, now president and CEO for the Packers. Mark, good morning. Welcome back to D.C.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be on with you guys.
How could you?
Well, it was a little bit. There was a gap in years in there. I didn't go right from the Redskins to the Packers.
That's all right. We forgive you.
We just want you to bench Rodgers, Eddie Lacy, and say Jordy Nelson.
Okay, sure. We'll take care of that.
Did you see the Redskins Eagles game, and what'd you think of it?
Oh yeah, no, I enjoyed watching it. Well, you know, there was so much intrigue about the game with the new big change with Chip Kelly and the whole offense with the Eagles. I have to say I was pretty impressed. You know, I've seen what he did. He goes back when I was at Colgate. He was the offensive coordinator at New Hampshire, and he just has a great reputation of being an innovative coach. So I was anxious to see how it worked in the NFL. And then, obviously, with RG3 coming off the injury, he wanted to see what kind of how he would do in his first game back. So it was great entertainment, and obviously the ratings were very high, so I think a lot of people across the country were intrigued as well.
Yeah, it really was an amazing exhibition there to see what the Eagles did. I don't know if they can last 5 weeks going that fast, but you mentioned Colgate. it triggers the thought here. When you were at Colgate, you were, what, the athletic director?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, and a lot of people were complaining to you about the mascot of the Red Raiders, I think they are.
And they were, yeah.
And, and you changed it because they were offended by what was an Indian mascot. So I've got to ask you, while you're with us here, do you think the Redskins should examine seriously changing their name, even if it offends only a handful of people?
Well, you know, that's a decision that, you know, ultimately I think it's got to be Dan Snyder and, the commissioner. And you probably saw the commissioner did make some comments about how if it is offensive to people, he thinks that we need to listen. So, you know, I would echo what the commissioner said.
That's going to be part of the story this weekend because there'll be protests going on at Lambeau Field by Native American groups upset about the name.
Yeah, you know, it's bringing back Colgate. You know, it's funny. I spent so many of my years in my career. Well, first I went to Colgate for 4 years, and then came back. I was the athletic director there for over 11 years, and a huge presence there. The Oneida Indian Nation is really big in upstate New York. But now I moved to Wisconsin, and one of our biggest sponsors here with the Packers is the Oneida Indian Nation. So they've kind of split off and came. There's a Wisconsin branch of the Oneida Indian Nation, and yes, they will be at the game.
Now, have they approached you in any way to, you know, discuss their feelings or maybe ask you to get involved in any capacity?
No, they're good about it. And it's not really the Oneida Indian Nation. I think it's, it's a committee that looks at mascots. So it's not actually the entire Indian Nation.
Right.
Well, I hope it's going to be a great game on Sunday. I mean,
be. You know, it's going to be. It's going to feel like definitely fall weather. I think it's going to be high in the low 60s. But, for any of the fans there in Washington that have never been to a game at Lambeau, it really is unparalleled, I think, in terms of the NFL. Just a great game to experience. Really much more like a college atmosphere than your typical NFL atmosphere.
Well, a lot of folks are looking for the Redskins to kind of redeem themselves this weekend.
Well,
maybe not
funny.
You, but other people are.
You had him speechless for a minute.
Redeem themselves, but probably one of the more memorable games ever played here at Lambeau was a game that I played in 1983 when the Packers beat the defending world champions 48-47 in the highest scoring game in Monday Night Football history.
That is awesome stuff. Listen, when you come into town, we'll buy you a brat. Okay,
that sounds good.
Hope you have a great Saturday and a great Monday, but we're hoping Sunday doesn't go quite so well for you, Mark. Great to talk to you.
Good luck the rest of the season, but not Sunday.
Okay, and
you
the
too.
Same to you.
Mark Murphy, former Redskins safety. Now he's president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers.